I'm Ben Johnson, and this is Marketplace Tech. Here's a reminder that self-driving cars are coming at us faster than many initially thought. Earlier this week, a subcommittee in the House of Representatives greenlit a proposal to allow automakers to deploy as many as 100,000 autonomous cars on American roads in the near future, and do it all without some of the stringent safety standards that passenger cars are usually held up to. Well, that proposal won't be officially considered by Congress until September, and there are still some kinks to work out, kinks that could be bad for business, kinks like kangaroos in Australia and how they show up in the computer vision systems of autonomous cars. Pedro Dominguez, computer science and engineering professor at the University of Washington, has been doing work on this topic. Pedro, thanks for chatting.
Thanks for having me.
Deer, moose, elk, these computer vision systems are not terrible at recognizing some of those more familiar, at least to North America, animals, right?
Yes, they're not terrible, partly because people saw that this was a problem and they've worked hard on it to detect these animals and notice that, you know, a deer and a moose, they're bigger and they move slower and all of these things help.
And why are kangaroos particularly difficult?
They can jump quickly across the road and in front of the car. They're low, and they also change shape as they hop more than, say, a deer does, which makes it harder for, you know, even a state-of-the-art computer vision system to understand that, yes, this is, you know, a kangaroo and not a windblown plastic bag.
Can you see a possible future where the companies start employing ecologists or something like that, so that there is a kind of software package that gets plugged into the main self-driving car technology that has all of the animals that are unique to that region?
So I think cars that get deployed in different countries and different environments will have to be trained for those environments. Having said that, the reason we have self-driving cars today is because of machine learning. It's not because somebody programmed into the car what to do. In fact, nobody actually knows how to program a car to drive. The car watches the person drive and learns to do the same.
Pedro, we should ask this, though. Are humans really any better at avoiding chaotic, behaving, unpredictable animals than driverless cars are?
Humans really suck at driving, except compared to machines, we're absolutely brilliant. In some ways, we are not set up for driving. We have only one pair of eyes, etc., etc.
Yes.
But we're really, really good at the type of sensory motor control that it takes to drive a car. There's a big exception to that is when we impair ourselves by, you know, getting drunk or talking on the phone, etc., etc. Having said that, I think in the longer term, you know, it will be the case that cars become so much better at driving than humans are that, you know, maybe human driving will be outlawed.
Pedro Dominguez, he is computer science and engineering professor at the University of Washington. Pedro, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.